Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
It's just gone 11:30 and I'm very pleased that my guests are from the new production of The Guys and Dolls, which is coming to the Arts Theatre in January. It's the first production back after the Panto in the newly refurbished Arts Theatre. And I'm very pleased to have Helen Scott and Vicky here. Helen being the co-director and choreographer, and Scott and Vicky, would you like to say what you do in the show?
Well, I'm Vicky and I'm playing Nathan. I'm Adelaide.
And I'm Scott and I'm playing Adelaide. No, Nathan.
Yes, as you can see, they're already getting on very well, these two. Now, a lot of us will know the story of Guys and Dolls and the film, which is a sort of classic, and it's one of those ones you start watching, it comes on the telly, you start watching, then you can't move away from it. Mm. So how is it to sort of reproduce that in a different way and make it fresh?
I think it's definitely been a challenge, because not only are people so familiar with the film, they're also very familiar with the recent Bridge production,
of course, yes.
Which suddenly put it into this like immersive party-like atmosphere. So they put it in The Round, which was really smart because the songs are really well known. And so it did feel like a bit of a challenge to be like, okay, what can we do that's different? We can't put it in The Round in the Arts. So we've really leaned into the cinematic element and we've basically just made it massive. So we've got huge sets, huge technical scale, interesting engineering going on, and we basically tried to make it feel like a Hollywood movie.
Which sounds glorious and in all its true technicolor, I'm sure. And I was just talking off air that as choreographers and directors, or directors first probably, and choreographers, I know that you and David both work in sort of on both.
Yeah.
You have not come to this script the day before you audition anyone. This must have been quite a project to take on and sort of decide how you're going to go with it.
For sure. And anyone who's worked with us knows that we have a lot of crazy ideas. by we, it's normally me. And then David sort of looks at me and the light fades from his eyes. So we normally go through the script. We go through multiple different versions of the show. And then we kind of settle on our main creative concepts. And then when we go to casting, we've got a very specific idea of what we're looking for. Which is why, as we were talking about earlier, somebody who is a perfect Sarah Brown in one production might not be right for our very strange production. It's fascinating.
And yes, knowing what you want, but then also because of the experience and background that you both have, coming from professional careers and working on these things, you'll have seen lots of different versions. And I think sometimes you can either worry that you're going to lean into somebody else's version, but you want to make it completely different, but in a really useful way, not just for the sake of it.
Yeah, you want to encourage people to go and see lots of different versions of the same show. And I think we saw that with Evita in London. It was fascinating, the reaction. It was a real split down the middle as to what was considered a gimmick and what was considered brilliant marketing. I think that's the great thing about coming to things with a different vision, is it gives people something to talk about. And I think in an age where we're all on our phones, isn't that amazing to get people together in a live art space and give them stuff to talk about, even if they disagree and as to the choices?
Absolutely. And I think you can't beat that live experience. However much I can watch a film, you come in and you feel it and breathe it, and you know it does much more to you. I mean, I'm saying it here, you get it in your stomach and in your heart and everything, so you can't beat that. Now, you're performing at the Arts, which must have been a bit of a challenge, because one is it's refurbished, so you haven't been able to get in there, but sort of what are they expecting from I don't like to use this phrase, but it's a non-professional group, you know, chaos, aren't they? You know, the Cambridge Operatic Society, very high quality, but it's lovely to have the trust, perhaps, from the Arts Theatre.
Yeah.
And how are you, you know, how is that going to work?
So I think, again, that's our other challenge, right, is that it's a professional venue, so it requires professional standard productions with local talent. Fortunately, that's quite easy, because just the two sitting here, both Vicky and Scott, are professional actors with working West End and touring credits. But also, I think that there are multiple people in Cambridge from a technical background who also have a huge amount of engineering skill, which means that we can put really impressive technical theatre on here in Cambridge. So even though there might be people who do not choose to do the arts as their profession. They have just as much skill and insight to offer to it. So I feel like we're really lucky.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing, the talent and creative, you know, network that is just I think, sitting here in Cambridge.
Yes, I've blown away every time I go to something. And also to hear what people's paths are and how they've come up to it. And it could be, like you say, they've all had the experience but have chosen for various family reasons and whatever that they're going to that they don't want to be touring the country or whatever, you know, or running this as a full-time thing. But it doesn't mean they haven't got the talent and the passion to be doing it when they can.
No.
And this is giving a fantastic way for people to come and see and to being in it as well.
Yeah, and we're definitely lucky with the budgets that we get, obviously, in this production. That does mean that we can create some really exciting things on the stage.
Yes, now, you were talking about this all being big and huge. and you're not just meaning this, you're meaning this literally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've seen some stuff on Instagram about what's happening. You seem to have a massive, like, scaffolding set and... So it's extremely physical show, isn't it?
Yeah, Scott, you're enjoying that, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I'm enjoying the lifts and this, that and the other. I mean, it is, you know, my character Nathan runs up and down the stairs quite a lot, and the stairs seem to be getting bigger every time. It is, you know, I think when you see that set, when you sit down in your seat and you see that set, it is vast. And, you know, we're really excited that the enormous scaffold skyscraper that is covered with programmable LEDs, so it maps the New York skyline, etc.
So cool.
It looks like one of those wide illuminated Hollywood staircases that you see from the classic films and the productions. Yeah, you can probably tell I'm very excited to be running up and down those stairs.
But you've managed to sort of recreate this outside of the theatre for rehearsals so that you can give people the confidence to do it.
Yes.
So how does that work?
Well, so Ash, that plays nicely, gets lifted during Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat, and it is just... You know, the first three or four goes, you could see there was trepidation from everyone. But David instilled so much confidence in us all that within three goes, Ash is now singing upside down and various things, and it is, yeah, it feels effortless.
And that's interesting, even because that character is generally not someone you would have thought as doing lots of physical movement. He's in the films things, he's quite round and sort of jolly and more just a sort of gentle sort of character.
I mean, it does, you know, it totally differs from the film because...
Fantastic.
You know, from my character's point of view, you know, I'm not Frank Sinatra, I'm not a crooner. It's a grittier production. It's so gritty and it really takes you back to the time in the early 50s. And nicely, being Ash's character, feels, you know, exactly the same. He's still got the comedic bones in his body that you'd expect from Nicely, but it is a grittier production.
Yeah, which is... I mean, I feel like we're able to do grittier. I think back in the 50s and things, everything was sort of glossed over and various issues and things were just sort of just expected at that time. But we look back now and we think that, hang on, there's these issues running through the story that were clearly more to them than just all smiley and all singing and dancing, literally. So, yeah. Vicky, how have you found it with doing Miss Adelaide, who... do you want to explain sort of what her issues are in life, apart from sneezing?
I mean, she is the comic relief in the show, along with Scott's character, Nathan. And I think, but when you actually strip back the comedy, you realise that actually she is that product of a woman of that time and, you know, all the fears of being left, you know, unmarried, without children, you know, the dream of being the housewife and having
And her
it
mother
all.
Keeps saying, I'm writing to my mother
exactly,
and I keep telling her about all these things that are happening, but there she is.
Yeah, so while the script is like gag, 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 like it's funny, You can't sort of lean into that too much of like, I'm playing the comedy role. Like her objectives basically throughout the piece have to be real and clear. And
I
think that's what we're really enjoying playing with and being guided by our wonderful directors, like finding that line of where, you know, where the jokes need to land, but also making these kind of lovable characters that the audience hopefully connect with and go on this journey.
And actually, it's interesting you said that, because it's Damien Runyon's story, and you talk about you've learnt the Runyonese dialect. So is that different? Just so it has the right rhythm, is that right?
Yeah, so a lot of it's super rhythmic, and so we've tried to make sure that a lot of the audio is consumed, because there are a lot of audio tapes of the original Damien Runyon stories, and we will have them playing in the auditorium as well for the audience, which will be cool. But we've also then taken elements of like film noir and screwball, and we've done quite a lot of studying of those, because actually the pace at which those gags land is really, really important. And the minute that rhythm goes, it loses a lot of the drive and the energy for an audience. And so we've really tried to bring elements, you know, when you think of those old films and they've got really juicy scripts where everything just lands really fast. So we've tried to incorporate loads of that into the piece, these two do brilliantly.
I've also tried to... I grew up watching the Marx Brothers films, I've watched quite a bit of Groucho to sort of get... Because he's very much along the Runyonese sort of, you know, with his gag telling, and it's fast-paced and you can't wait, you can't take a breath because another gag's in, you've just got to sit back and watch it.
Fantastic. And what about the dancing? So, because Miss Adelaide, of course, she's in the dance.
She's the star of the Hot Box.
Exactly.
We're so lucky that we've got such great performers in the show. And something that I think Helen and David were sort of looking for was how much character and how much fun we could bring with the Hot Box scenes and the numbers. And so it's glamorous, it's silly, it's just fun, and I'm really enjoying sort of playing around with that. And we've got some nice little surprises up our sleeve.
Excellent. So I was about to say, you don't want to say too many spoilers now, because we don't want to give it away. You don't want to spoil the magic, of course, of all of it.
Yeah, I mean, we've really leaned into the Busby Barclay sort of almost burlesque style ridiculous costume. So there are some wacky things in the show that Vicky has very kindly put up with.
She's game for anything,
She's game. I don't mind. She's a master. But all of our girls are really, really funny. And we definitely wanted that to come out, that all of the girls in the Hot Box didn't just become this kind of ensemble of dance women. We wanted real wit in the way that they deliver the choreography.
And individual characters, because that's what they are. And that's what we always do. But you don't always get that in an ensemble, because we're not looking for that. We're looking for, this is the dance number, and we'll just watch the dance number.
And I think we definitely fight that as a creative team.
Fantastic.
We're like, every ensemble member needs to have their own story and detail, and the eye has always been drawn to different places.
Yes, yeah, so it sounds like everyone in this is very committed, and everyone's holding down different, doing different things, but they're coming in, and when they're in there, they are fully professional actors and musicians and whatever.
Absolutely. It's been run, the rehearsal scheduling, each rehearsal is like packed in. You know exactly what you're doing on the day. It's been so professional and really thought out.
And productive.
That nobody's time is ever wasted, you know. We all go there, we do what we need to do, and we all get home. And that's great.
And lie down.
Yes, because we need it after our long days of rehearsing.
So this is going to be right at the beginning of January, the 14th, it's open. Now, you're opening that as a gala night, as a sort of optional black tie, which sounds really fun. I think I've got tickets the next night, but I might just come in my...
You should.
But what was the idea behind that? Just to make it like a more Hollywood...
Wanted to design it like people would have experienced when it opened on Broadway for the first time. And it's because it's such a classic show, it lends itself so well to that kind of evening. Mm-hmm. The theatre's obviously gone through a massive refurbishment, but I mean, as we were talking in the car, there is a bit of a wider mission here, that to slightly reset people's expectations around local theatre, not just for this production at the Arts, but also, you know, what's happening at the ADC and the Corn Exchange. You've got Come From Away opening this year, next to Normal, Unfolding, which won awards, opened at the ADC this year, Charlie and the Chocolate Factories at the Corn Exchange. You know, there's good stuff happening in Cambridge, and we really wanted to, you know, use this as a launch and a way to celebrate
that. Yeah, why would you sort of choose that, do you think? Well, I mean, there's sort of obvious reasons that if this is so good here, there's no need to go to London and spend all the money, not only on the tickets, but also on the travel and the time and everything.
Well, absolutely. And I think Cambridge audiences are slowly realising that the talent level in these groups is there, and the production values, everything. You don't need to travel. You don't need to go to Norwich. you know, it's on your doorstep.
Yeah.
And get your ticket, because you will just be wowed.
Yeah, we're running out of time, I've just realised. I could talk about this for a longer time. I'm very much looking forward to it. But I've just thought it'd be a great idea for a gift. If anyone's looking for something, they don't know what to get someone, get an experience, get some tickets for the show. Well, and what a lovely surprise.
Yeah, on Christmas Day opening and saying, we're going to the theatre in January Blues, they'll be blown away on Wednesday
absolutely.
The 14th as you get your black tie on.
Yes, well, I was going to say, is there any reason why, what do you think, why people should come? But do you want to sum up?
Well, from a personal point of view, I'm really excited to be performing it. And I think when an actor brings that onto the stage, then the audience will be dragged with it. And it's so exciting. I'm so excited.
It's a classic for a reason, you know. I think there's something for everyone in Guys and Dolls, you know. Whether you're new to musicals or you're a big fan, like, I think it's just,
And you've got all, I've only mentioned the Cuban scenes, which...
They're
amazing. We were talking about the hot box and Havana scenes, and, you know, I'm not in any of those, but I stand and watch them every rehearsal because they are... There's something to... You see it, I've seen it 20 times, but each and every time I see something different, and the physicalities that go into it, it needs to be seen.
Brilliant.
I think that the big tours can't come here because our city is beautiful, but the streets are narrow, so the trucks can't get into the theatres. So this is big theatre that's being built here in the city. So I think it's something interesting and exciting to support in this new wave.
Well, thank you very much to all of you. And where do we get tickets?
You can get them directly from the Arts Theatre website. And if you do follow us on Instagram, we're always putting the link.
Thank you so much. And break a leg.
Thank you.
Thanks. Cambridge Radio.